Welcome to Your Utah. This is Taylor Powers here with Ethan Millard, bringing you all things on the Wasatch Front. And today we are talking about something on the Wasatch Front that is an annual event that people go crazy for. And that is the Tour of Utah.
Awesome. It's so awesome.
Yeah. So it's going to be coming straight through downtown on Sunday. But first, we're going to talk about Saturdays, which is going to be up in Heber Valley to Snowbird.
Yeah, you know, the cool thing about the Tour of Utah is the route changes every year. And they take it really through the whole state. You remember last year they were down in the national parks.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just really amazing. This year, a lot of the stages are up here kind of on the north end. And on Saturday, stage six, I'm going to tell you exactly where I'm going to be on Saturday. You want to know where I'll be?
Yeah.
If you want to find me, I'm going to be at the mouth of Little Cottonwood Canyon. That's where I'll be. That's where I think I'm going to kind of have that best shot of seeing some great
cycling. So they don't stop at Snowbird then? They don't end there and I would assume like have a big, you know, Snowbird would have a huge event?
Yeah, they do. They end up there at the top of Little Cottonwood Canyon. So where they're starting is stage six starts over in Heber.
Mm-hmm.
And then they ride down past the reservoir. Right there, which is what reservoir? Deer Creek Reservoir, I think. Down Provo Canyon to the Sundance turnoff, up to Sundance, over to American Fork Canyon, down American Fork Canyon, across the top of Utah Valley, around the point of the mountain, up through Draper, along the south end of Wasatch Boulevard to Little Cottonwood Canyon, then up Little Cottonwood Canyon. So the big finish is that climb.
Wow.
They finish with that big climb. With, you know, what is it, 6, 7, 8 miles, something like that, up Little Cottonwood Canyon, finish line at Snowbird.
Okay.
So I'm going to be at the bottom of Little Cottonwood Canyon.
So you can see him go past and then start up the canyon.
But I won't be stuck in the canyon.
Right,
I'll be able to leave.
Oh, my God. Well, I would think that the canyon might be closed.
Well, you know, they will close the canyon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, at a certain point. What happens is they tend to kind of keep roads. They open and close them, just kind of depending on what's happening and where they are. So the road will be open for much of the day, but that specific time during the race, they'll have it completely closed and you won't be going anywhere.
I found it right here. They're going to be closed between 1:30 p.m. and 5 p.m.
Yeah.
So if you want to go into the canyon or leave, you got to do it before 1:15.
Or else you're stuck up there till the evening.
Yeah, until 5 at least.
So it's great. And you know what? Heading up there, I can think of a couple of really awesome spots where you might be able to enjoy watching these riders on that hill climb. You know, if you've got a favorite hiking spot or a favorite place you like to go up a Little Cottonwood Canyon, you know, it might be worth it. One thing that you're going to need to do, though, is just be as early as possible.
Right. Yeah. It's going to be crowded.
Yeah. And also, there'll be a lot of officials. There'll be a lot of equipment. So there might not be space for you. So you got to kind of get up and find a place.
Mm-hmm.
Because the canyon is going to be very different than it normally looks. But
yeah,
it is so cool. Have you been able to get out and watch any of the Tour of Utah stages?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my gosh.
Not even last year. So if I go this weekend, it'll be my first ever experience seeing it.
They are a complete riot. Just so much fun. And it's, you know, you get right up there.
Mm-hmm.
You get right up to them. They flash right past you. You know, sometimes depending on where you are, you could just within arm's reach. Obviously, don't reach out and touch them because, you know, they'll arrest you and you could really hurt somebody. But,
right.
But really close in on the action. So much fun. And it's a really great tour that they bring there. And some of the world's greatest cyclers are here.
Yeah.
So it's awesome.
I think if I do it, I might want to go up to Snowbird, get there early, you know, because Snowbird's so fun in the day anyways with all the things that they have going on. And then, you know, once it starts closing in to, you know, I start seeing people roll in, go find a spot and watch them finish the race, enjoy whatever festivities that are going on afterwards.
Can I mention one other cool thing that I learned about this?
Please do.
About the Tour of Utah. They do a kids' race.
Oh, they do.
They don't do it at every stage, but I think they are doing it at the downtown stage on Sunday. So I guess we can talk about it. We'll talk about that stage in a minute. But they may be doing it for other stages as well. But what they do is before the – so after the race has started, before the cyclists get there, they take the last 200 yards mm-hmm. and kids aged like 7 to 15 or something like that, or 7 to 12, 6 to 12. If you've got a helmet and a bike, they let you race the last few hundred yards and cross the finish line.
Oh, that's cool. That's
yeah, it's
cool.
It's pretty neat. And then they've got, you know, little swag and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So that's a cool, fun activity. So if you go to tourofutah.com, you can check out all of that information. It's a great family fun event. When we come back, we're going to talk about the stage on Sunday. Because I'm going to tell you, Taylor, mm-hmm. I'm going to be at both of these stages. I'm going to be ringing a cowbell at the bottom of Little Cottonwood Canyon on Saturday. And I'm going to be up in downtown Salt Lake City on Sunday.
Look out for Ethan.
Watch out.
I spy the guy with the bell.
Yeah, don't come too close. We're going to reach out and grab you. Okay, so the Saturday stage runs from Heber Valley to Snowbird. So if you've got a favorite spot that you just love to go and hang out in Provo Canyon or near Sundance or American Fork Canyon, you know, check it out.
Yeah.
You know, go up there, get up there ahead of time, go to tourofutah.com, get a good idea of the timeline, then get up there and watch these races. We've all watched it on TV. The Tour de France.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You kind of, it's, when you actually see it in person, it's really impressive. It's very different.
Yeah. And I just pulled up on the Saturday one. They're doing a total of 61 miles with an elevation gain of 7,700.
Yeah. That does not surprise
7,700 feet.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise me at all.
I've done about 1,400, 1,500, and I thought I was going to die.
Yeah, I don't even like driving up Little Cottonwood Canyon.
Just imagine.
Right? Riding it up there.
Oh, man.
It's just shocking. Yeah, they start down at 5,500 feet. They go, that's at Heber Valley.
Mm-hmm.
They go all the way up to 8,000.
American Fork, yeah.
American Fork Canyon. In Draper, they hit down to 4,500 feet almost. And then at Snowbird, they're up to almost 8,000 again.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
crazy.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway.
So Sunday, it's going to be more miles, less elevation gain. So you're looking mm-hmm. at 73 miles, elevation gain of 5,450 feet.
Now, this is stage 7 is a circuit. This mm-hmm. is awesome. So and they've been doing this, I think, at most of the tours. Most of the tours of Utah, mm-hmm. they've been doing a downtown.
Yeah, they say it's a favorite for the racers and spectators.
Oh, that's the cool one.
Yeah.
Honestly, the one at Snowbird is going to be cool, but that's also kind of convenient to where I live.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I will never miss another downtown Salt Lake stage for the Tour of Utah.
And the downtown one, I don't know if it's convenient. I mean, it's convenient for the fact that I can look out my window and watch it, but yeah. I'm also trapped within it.
Yeah, yeah, you can't get out. You can't get out, yeah. It's like a little temporary prison.
There are those things that happen downtown, and if I have to do something, I get so frustrated. So now I know if I got to do something, get it done early in the morning. And if any of you guys live downtown, get your errands done early in the morning and then just try to enjoy the race.
Especially if you're in the avenues. So the race starts, the circuit starts on 11th Avenue and B Street, which is, of course, that end of the City Creek Canyon Road.
Mm-hmm.
It runs along 11th Avenue down to the University of Utah, straight down Virginia Street, and then along South Temple to State Street, then up State Street past the Capitol, down into City Creek Canyon, back up to 11th Ave. And they just loop that thing, and they just go 73 miles.
Yeah, they said, 11 laps?
It is so much fun. Because you know what they're doing? They're taking 90-degree corners.
Yeah.
And that's actually where I'm going to be. I'm going to be on State Street and South Temple. So if you want to find me on Sunday, that's where I'll be, State Street and South Temple. Because they're going to make that 90-degree turn onto State Street, and they do it at speed. And they do it shoulder to shoulder. It's crazy. It's crazy. And it is so much fun. Now, the good thing, I think, about the spot that I've picked out
mm-hmm.
is there's good parking. City Creek is right there.
Yeah, yeah. You'll have distractions, things to do before and afterwards.
Lots of parking, some shade, and then watch those guys come around. And here's another reason why I like this circuit stage too, is because all the big buildings, some very famous Utah landmarks, you know, you see these racers streak by. When I'm down at Little Cottonwood Canyon and the racers come by, I'm going to see them once.
Mm-hmm.
And that is they pass. When you are downtown watching them complete this circuit, you see them 11 times. They come flying past you. And it's every couple of minutes. They go by. They go so quickly.
So you think you found a good spot.
You found a better one?
I think I just found a really cool spot. If you want to be camped out, like picnicking all day long, because this is Reservoir Park, which is they're going to be going down South Temple and then go south on 13th and then go east on 100 South and then back north on University. So they're going to lap around this park.
That's right.
And so if you get a spot on that park, get a picnic, maybe, you know, pack some food, sunscreen, water, and just plan on being there all day, you're going to have them whipping around the entire park. So that's going to be 390-degree angles.
That is a really good observation because they're going to come down Virginia Street is a pretty decent slope, so they're going to come down that speed. And when they hit 100 South, that's going to be a crazy turn.
Yeah, so, and then they're going to wrap around.
And then they loop back up around. So, yeah, no, I think you're right. That is a really good spot. That is a really good spot.
Yep.
You know who's the in situations like this, you know who's really fun to watch? Are the chase cars. Because every team has a chase car with equipment, extra bikes, things like that. And they have to keep up with these riders.
Yeah.
And the cyclists can go much faster on these city streets than the chase cars can.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
And those chase cars, they drive like crazy people trying to keep up.
What kind of car is this? Like a little?
Yeah, they're just cars. Whoever their sponsor is. There'll be some Audis. There'll be a couple of Porsches.
Oh, cool.
So, you know, whoever's sponsoring the team. That's kind of there'll be a lot of Subarus, a lot of Subarus.
Oh yeah, I bet
a bunch of Audis and some Porsches and a few others.
Man, that's
they're just cars with bike racks on them.
And so I'm wondering, because I've never seen this before, if you do have to get through one of those streets, are they going to have areas that you can walk past it, or is that?
Yeah, they'll have they have police officers all around, and they'll help you
when they see a natural break. They'll let people run through.
Yeah. Yeah, so you'll be able to, you know, cross and things like that. So just, you know, be prepared to follow instructions.
Yeah, wait for a while. Be patient.
Yeah, yeah, you have to.
This weekend.
And you know what? Enjoy the enjoy the show, because there's really nothing like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, seeing those guys, some of the best riders in the world flying past you, followed by their team Porsche. Flying past you.
In our town, right in downtown.
Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah, very cool. I'm excited to see it.
Go to tourofutah.com.
Tourofutah.com. All right. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed the episode. And we hope that you get out there and take advantage of this event in your great state. Enjoy your Utah.